Amongst other things, the Accessible Information Standard says that as from this summer, blind and partially sighted people must be able to obtain information relating to their medical care and treatment in the accessible format of their choice. So, for example, if you have a GP appointment or you need instructions about the taking of medication or maybe physiotherapy exercises, whatever it is, it must be provided for you in a way that you can read it. Obviously, for this to happen, those offering care or treatment need you to tell them the format that suits you best. And wheels are already in motion for GPs to be finding out your preferred format and making a note of that, so that they can then share that information with others in the medical profession. That is, or should be, happening right now. And as we discovered when we spoke to Hugh Huddy from RNIB, which is offering help and guidance with this, the date when it must all be in place is July the 31st.
Your GP and other NHS providers as well need to be able to identify and capture your accessibility needs, record it on their system, share it when they're referring you to other services, and act on that need, which means you should be receiving accessible information from your GP and other NHS providers after the 31st of July this year.
And between now and then, whose job is it to make sure that the GP knows and has recorded that, for example, you might want information in audio or in braille or whatever it might be?
That's a good question. The answer is it's our responsibility as blind and partially sighted people and your GP practice manager's responsibility to record it on their system and then act on it after July the 31st. So it's both sides. You know, they're not telepathic. They can't know what one or other of us will need. So it is important we tell them.
Now, whenever one talks about sharing information, people can be a bit sensitive about that. What information does the GP actually need? Obviously, they do store fairly confidential medical records, but what information do they need about the patient?
The GP just needs your name, your address, so they can identify you on their patient index, and then your required reading format. But remember, your GP only shares information with a specialist as part of a treatment program. So they're only sharing information that is in addition to what they're sharing already about you when they're, say, referring you to an ophthalmic service or a physio or whatever it is.
And just to clarify, one only needs to get in touch with one's GP. You don't have to go and tell everyone that you visit for any medical reason. You just get in touch with your GP. You do it the once.
Well, the basis of the RNIB Need It to Read It campaign is to focus on your GP for now, and that's because the GP holds the patient record. It's where the patient record is kept. So it's a good idea to have your accessible format needs on the sort of central patient record. Now, what happens after that is that ideally your required format needs should sort of move from your GP out to all the other services you use. But in reality, the NHS is made up of thousands of different separate organisations and their computers don't speak to each other. They're planning to make them speak to each other, but they don't at the moment. So the advice is if you do use another service, it probably will be needed to tell them what format you need as well. But definitely start with the GP.
And what about dental matters? Dentistry tends to be a bit to the side of the mainstream medical process, doesn't it? But obviously it is medical. Should one inform one's dentist that you need accessible information?
Yes, definitely. If you're using an NHS dental service, this new accessible information standard covers them. It also covers pharmacy services as well, who are dispensing NHS treatments or medications. So it is important. It's not just your GP and your hospital. It is NHS dentist, and it's definitely pharmacists who, you know, many of us will go along to pick up our prescription after we've seen the GP. And yes, the pharmacist is covered, and so is the dentist, as long as it's an NHS dentist.
Now, if people need a bit of help with this, you know, exactly what to write to the GP, just so they're clear that they're giving the information they need, is help available?
Yes. There's various sources of help, so that you can say the right thing and to the right people. The first thing is, on our website at RNIB, we have a toolkit and also a template letter that you can download and print that helps you just focus on the simple things to tell your GP. You definitely will need to find your correct address for your GP practice if you're going to post it. But you can, of course, hand in these letters by hand next time you go to the GP as well. But you can also, if you can't find someone to help you with the toolkit or download the materials or print or fill things in, which some of us do find that difficult to find someone to help, you can ring RNIB helpline, ask about the Need It to Read It campaign and say that you want to fill in the GP template letter and they can give you help.
So just to repeat, you can phone or visit your local GP surgery and tell them your preferred format for reading information. And if you want guidance on what to write, you can download a sample letter and access the toolkit that RNIB has put together to help with this from the RNIB website at www.rnib.org.uk under Campaigning and Need It to Read It Toolkit. But if those options aren't accessible to you, then you can phone RNIB's helpline on 0303 123 9999 and explain that you'd like some help with contacting your GP surgery with the information that they need by the 31st of July.